One of the byproducts of technological advance is noise, the clanging of metal against metal, the hum of the electric motor, the wail of the siren. These were all sounds that would have horrified our ancestors, yet we are able to take most of them in stride. According to composer Bob Boylan, the sounds of the Industrial Revolution changed the way we hear. Boylan has orchestrated his idea on the most modern computer-assisted synthesizer. Whizbang, as he calls it, presents us with a series of sound environments, beginning with the natural sounds of prehistoric times and concluding with a cacophony of the modern world.
Is this music that we would listen to sitting by our fire of a winter evening? We'd put it on our tape recorder?
There might be about 3 seconds of it that you could do that with.
Let's see. Let's listen to the first couple of seconds of it and see if this is the section.
Great.
I think I'm hearing, it seems to me I'm hearing thunder and some kind of water, maybe rain, but I'm not sure.
Right, it's synthesized water. It's not real water.
All of this is synthesized?
Well, there's an instrument called the Synclavier 2 designed at Dartmouth College that gives you the ability to build your own sounds using a graphic display on a computer terminal. And that's something they came up with about a year ago. It was the ability to take external sounds like thunder and all the other sounds that you hear every day and be able to record them. Once it's in the computer, then you put it onto a normal keyboard like you would a piano keyboard. So when you hit the keyboard...
So you can play thunder.
You can play thunder.
Woo. Oh, no, these are tribes people.
These are tribes people clearing out their jungles. Ah. It's agriculture time. What this piece mainly traces.
You're hearing something else, and it's distracting you. What are you hearing now?
Well, that was a person just sort of going through a microphone, and then the sound of a jew's harp, and I spliced those two things together using the computer.
Uh-huh.
So it was a bow and arrow.
So you're taking the most ancient sounds and most ancient notions,
right,
and bringing them into essentially the 21st century using the most modern technology.
That's true. There's an author named David Reck who said that musical instruments represented the most complex technology of whatever era it is. And so this instrument does that. And the bells, for example, that will be coming in music boxes were the first pieces of technology to use metal. And the forging of steel and so forth were how, you know, we have bell sounds. And as we got further into technology, we were more capable of making louder and louder sounds.
It's getting very ominous now.
Yeah, it's just about to creep into the Industrial Revolution, which...
Let's go a good, what would you say, about 2 minutes forward in here? What are we doing now? Plunging into
we're going
18th
into,
century?
Yeah, probably the late 1790s.
Okay, let's go forward.
So this is a sewing machine, a foot pedal sewing machine, which I grabbed just about a half of a second of and looped it over and over into a rhythm that I liked.
Uh-huh. Okay, let's go forward another 2 minutes.
Right. So now we're into the trains. We just lunged forward.
That's one of my favorite sounds. Do you mind us talking over your music,
no,
by the way?
No, this is fine.
Why not? Shouldn't, as a composer, don't you think we should be giving the music full attention?
This piece was written as an installation for a museum. It'll be at the Smithsonian Museum of American History. Because it was done for a museum, the idea was that people could come through and maybe like 30 seconds or 60 seconds of it.
So you're creating an environment of sound.
Right, and people can take in what they want. It's, it's a 20-minute piece.
Let's stop the tape now. Oh, it's so nice and quiet, isn't it? Isn't it? So your point is that these natural sounds have been increasingly overwhelmed by the development of technology. Is this something you're lamenting? Is that too bad?
No, I'm not necessarily lamenting it. There are patterns to mechanization, and some are very beautiful and some are very annoying, but people tend to just plain block it out. They ignore the cars.
How much of that, though, is just self-defense? I mean, wouldn't we go mad if we paid the kind of close attention that you want us to every sound in our environment?
Well, what it might make us do is to change the way we design what we live around and make things more acoustically sound the way we like things to be visually beautiful.
In other words, make the hunk of a horn on a car a more beautiful sound?
Right. It seems to be the least, other than smell, the least sense that we seem to care about.
Is this really music, though?
When people ask if it's music or not, I tend to think that I must hear things in sounds that a lot of people don't. I live in the middle of the city. I like to live in the middle of the city despite the noise, because I find things very musical in the city. I find things very musical in repetition. And to me, that's a musical experience.
Bob Boylan's Whiz Bang premieres tomorrow at the Smithsonian. It's part of the New Music America Festival, which features a number of performance artists. The festival continues through this month.